The future of European industry and trade in the face of challenges. Informal meeting of EU ministers for the internal market, industry, and trade in Warsaw. Ensuring coherence between trade and industrial policy to strengthen the EU's global competitiveness in an unstable international environment was the main topic of discussion on Tuesday, the 4th of February, during the informal meeting of ministers responsible for industry, the internal market, and trade in Warsaw. The informal meeting of EU ministers for trade, the internal market, and industry in Warsaw was chaired by the Minister for Development and Technology, Krzysztof Paszyk. The discussions were also attended by Executive Vice President of the European Commission for Prosperity and Industrial Strategy, Stefan Sijern, Commissioner Maro Ifovi, responsible for trade and economic security, and Deputy Secretary General of the European External Action Service, Simon Mordieu. Ministers responsible for industry from EFTA countries also participated in the talks. The inaugural session of the joint meeting featured a special guest, Matthias Kormann, Secretary-General of the OECD. To enhance European competitiveness, it is crucial to ensure an integrated approach across all policy areas. We discussed the need for coherence in shaping new initiatives in EU industrial and trade policy. Krzysztof Paszyk, Polish Minister for Development and Technology. As Minister Paszyk said, European policy must respond to the challenges to our competitiveness and lead to greater economic security for Europe. Effective trade policy requires a strong industrial base, while industrial development depends on an ambitious and assertive trade policy. Coherent actions in industry and trade. The Polish presidency is the first to organize a joint meeting of two council configurations, the Competitiveness Council and the Foreign Affairs Council, in its trade format. The current challenges to Europe's competitiveness require synergy between different policies and breaking down administrative silos. Ministers agreed that trade policy instruments should be more closely aligned with industrial policy objectives to strengthen the global competitiveness of European businesses. They also emphasized the need for new initiatives to boost the resilience of the single market and ensure a level playing field, particularly in response to unfair practices by third countries. The discussion highlighted the importance of supporting traditionally strong sectors such as chemicals, steel, and automotive, as their condition directly affects global competitiveness and resilience to external shocks caused by shortages of key resources in the European market. The discussions on coherence between trade and industrial policy marked the first political debate among economic ministers following the European Commission's publication of the Competitiveness Compass. This document sets out the strategic direction for European economic policy over the next 5 years, with planned initiatives aimed at strengthening the global competitiveness of European businesses. A key initiative announced in the Competitiveness Compass is the Clean Industry Pact, scheduled for presentation at the end of February. Integration of candidate countries into EU value chains. Another key topic of discussion at the informal meeting in Warsaw was the potential integration of candidate countries into EU value chains to enhance both competitiveness and economic security. Ministers discussed which sectors should be prioritized in the integration process between the EU and candidate countries, particularly regarding supply chains. The talks also covered ways to improve the effectiveness of trade agreements and other relevant instruments. Trade agreements help to integrate candidate countries into EU value chains. The main message here is that we don't need to wait for accession to the European Union, because much can be done now. The tools are clearly there. The EU's trade agreements with candidate countries, notably the deep and comprehensive free trade areas with Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia, are very innovative. Maro Ifovi, European Commission Executive Vice President for European Green Deal, Interinstitutional Relations, and Foresight. Transatlantic Relations. The informal meeting in Warsaw concluded with a discussion among EU ministers on strengthening the resilience of transatlantic relations. Ministers reaffirmed that the partnership between the United States and the European Union remains crucial for upholding the international order based on stable institutions, legal frameworks, and fair competition. They stressed the need to develop a positive agenda for trade, investment, and technological cooperation, while also ensuring the firm and flexible protection of the EU's economic interests. It is in the interest of Europeans to maintain a strong and meaningful relationship with the United States, as we continue to believe, just as it is in the interest of Americans, to have a trusting and positive relationship with Europe as well. Stefan Sijern, European Commission Executive Vice President for Prosperity and Industrial Strategy. Study visits to innovative Polish companies. On Monday, ministers for the internal market and industry visited two innovative Polish companies. Biotun, a biotechnology firm providing safe and comprehensive solutions for diabetes treatment, and Vigo Photonics, a global leader in microelectronics, specializing in infrared photon detectors. Press conference. You can watch the full press conference here. Important. Event page of this meeting. Joint meeting of the COMPIT, Industry and Internal Market, and the FAC, Trade, Ministers in Warsaw 3 April, 02. Learn more. Competitiveness Council, Internal Market and Industry, 6/3. Competitiveness Council, Internal Market and Industry, 22/5.